Potential adoptive families in the U.S. can breathe a sigh of relief this week. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Today we'll be talking about developments on caring for orphans and vulnerable children. From the political scene to showing Christ's love this Christmas, we're bringing you today's news so you can find your place in the story. First, the adoption tax credit has been officially taken off the chopping block in the U.S. House Republicans moved to cut the adoption tax credit in their tax reform proposal, but that caused major uproar from groups in both political parties. The adoption tax credit's been available to adoptive families for over two decades. Chris Fossey with Bethany Christian Services says without it, the cost of adoption would be too great for many families.
The tax credit is not a deduction. It is actually a credit that someone gets when they get done with all of their other taxes. And the adoption tax credit, it's really meant to help families who bring a child into their family through adoption with either the costs of adoption or the costs of bringing that child into your family.
So the tax credit's here to stay, but it should serve as a reminder to the church of our critical role in orphan and family care.
We've always seen a role for the church in wrapping around families, having adoption ministries, providing that ongoing support for families. We know a lot of churches step in and helped with fundraisers for the family to meet the cost of adoption.
Next, it's no secret that the crisis in Syria isn't getting better. And for many refugees who fled to Lebanon, there's no hope of returning home. But regardless of how long they stay, Heart for Lebanon is there trying to help. Heart for Lebanon's Camille Melky shares.
In every attempt we do, in our food and basic hygiene supply distributions, we're trying to give some sort of an assurance that we are here with them for the long haul.
This consistency on Heart for Lebanon's part helps to build trust with refugees who are staying in the camps.
When that relationship of trust is built, then the refugees are asking now deeper questions. You know, you say you're Christians. What does that mean? We see something different on your faces. We see a smile on your faces. We see you people of hope, and we are living in despair.
The refugees may not believe in Christ, but they see Christians as praying people and ask for their prayer.
Young and old, men and women are all asking the question, searching for truth. And there's no truth but in Jesus Christ. We have this golden opportunity. No, we don't celebrate their hardship. No, we don't celebrate what's going on in Syria and Iraq. But we celebrate the Esther moment that we have in the Middle East.
So please, would you pray for Heart for Lebanon's ministry and pray that Christ would work in these refugees' hearts? And finally, SOAR International is just about to enter the home stretch with their annual Stuff a Stocking Christmas project. During the first 2 weeks of January, a team will be handing out stockings filled with hygiene items, small toys, hats, gloves, and a Bible to children in need in Russia. Joanna Mangione of SOAR explains why these stockings are so much more than the typical Christmas present.
You'll hear from some kids, I've never received a gift in my life. This is the first time I've ever received a gift. And that is such a big deal because not only is, of course, it's wonderful to see that they're getting their first gift, but that their first gift includes a Bible and their first gift includes the gospel message in letter form, in a puppet show, and in little tricks that our director does as he tells the gospel.
So there's still time to respond, and there are a few ways that you can plug in and make an impact in a child's life. Mangione shares.
We still need sponsorships. We need some letters. So if you would like to send a letter along with your stock, those really are very special for each kid who receives them. We also need more stockings sewn. So that's another way people can get involved.
As God brings all these pieces together for this year's distribution, would you ask Him to open hearts to the gospel? To get started, check out the links in the full story. Deadlines for stockings and sponsorships are December 20 and 25, respectively. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Sometimes we need the tales of the impossible to be reminded of the adventures that build our faith. This month, Bibles for the World is offering the free book called The Dime That Lasted Forever by Rochunga Bodaiti. Each true story reveals an amazing journey of change when the love of God takes over. Get your copy when you sign up at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.